It's, as we know, the NFL playoffs. So we've had the wild card round, and now we move into the divisional round. Laurie Horish from ESPN is on the line as we look ahead to the playoffs this weekend. G'day, Laurie.
Great to be joining you.
And, mate, so stoked that you've had the time to do this because it's such a busy time, especially in your world. What did you make of that first round of the playoffs?
I think we saw a couple of teams. It wasn't the most tense, I wouldn't say tensely fought, but tightly fought slate of matchups. I think we saw a few of these tussles get out of hand pretty early. I think the Bills made as big a statement as you could imagine. Josh Allen playing perhaps the greatest performance, providing the greatest performance that we've seen in his career over the first few years. He has shown this level of high upside athletic ability and an increasingly growing mental grasp of the game. And this was all of it flushed out on field against a familiar foe in the Patriots. Talk about flushing them right out of the postseason. I mean, anytime you go over 80% passing completion, shows you how accurate you are, but explosive, 5 touchdowns. So that was probably the biggest kind of message sent throughout the playoffs on either the AFC or NFC side. And then I think the Chiefs did a pretty good job of answering that one. Go behind early with a little defensive stand-up performance from TJ Watt, getting some points on the board for the Steelers. But as soon as, I mean, the Chiefs put on 40 straight points there, just about laying it on Patrick Mahomes, finding, and take your pick of his weapons, Travis Kelce. We saw Mecole Hardman is having some big games, Tyreek Hill. We know what he can do. So those are probably the biggest performances on the AFC side of things. And then the upset that everybody thought was coming, the 49ers playing too physical, too disciplined football for the Cowboys, who were shown to be a bit of a sloppy schmozzle of an operation.
Can I take you through the four games and let's get your quick thoughts on these, a bit of a snapshot on how you think it's going to play out. So first up, Sunday morning, 8:30 our time, we've got Titans v Bengals.
Derrick Henry, this is all about health. The big fella, is he back? The running back, 250 pounds of power and motor. How healthy does he look? How much has he regained from foot surgery that we thought would wipe him out from the season? And a Bengals team that's explosive on offense, can their defense, who've suffered some injuries, this is going to need to be team, energy, effort, and discipline. They're overmatched, perhaps, in terms of the personnel, the talent of the Titans offense versus the Bengals defense. Can they rally to the ball? Can they hit Henry early and often and not allow him to get rumbling as he does downhill throughout the game?
Packers 49ers, so that's the Sunday sort of midday game our time. 49ers shocked everybody by making it here, but this will be tough.
This will be tough. The 49ers defense likes to ask you, say, righto, we're going to give you the short stuff. We're going to take away the deep, you know, big explosive passing plays over the top. We're going to give you the short stuff. Will you be patient enough to maintain a kind of discipline, patience approach? Will Aaron Rodgers be able to do that? He's done it before against teams that operate a similar idea like the Rams. He's far, far talented enough and far smart and cerebral enough to take what the defense gives him. I think the 49ers put up a really strong showing. I think their running game is another bad matchup for the Packers defense. That isn't the strongest run defense, but I think Rodgers, the quarterback difference there is just too big. They're getting healthy. Another team seeing star talent come back. And I think Rodgers is just calm and cool and experienced enough to take what the defense gives him, matriculate the ball and make him pay.
Then we've got Monday morning. This will be a beauty. The Buccaneers against the red-hot Rams. How do you see this one playing out?
Well, I mentioned the H word before, health. Tom Brady's offensive line. We've got Ryan Jensen, the center, the guy that snaps the ball, and Tristan Wirfs, his right tackle there, charged with helping protect Tom Brady, both under big injury clouds. Went through a walkthrough today, but wouldn't have practiced if it was anything more than just kind of a bit of a very calm, casual, almost setting a chess piece setting up type of session, not a hard-hitting training session. If his protection is not able to get healthy, I think the Rams' defensive front that has likes of Von Miller turning up the heat, Aaron Donald, one of the greatest defensive players of all time, if not the greatest, if they're not healthy, I think that front can really get after Tom Brady, make life uncomfortable. And we see Matthew Stafford, he got a big playoff win, a big monkey off his back in last week's divisional wild card round. Can he keep that going? Last time these two teams played, we were talking about Matthew Stafford as an MVP candidate with 4 touchdowns. Can he deliver that again?
And what about the final one? So Chiefs v Bills. This is just a shootout of quarterbacks.
I think, I mean, a lot of people wish this was the AFC title game. Some people are saying this is the de facto AFC title team. Whoever wins this one is going to go the distance to the Super Bowl. But, I mean, strap yourself in. We've got 2 young quarterbacks with ridiculous arm talent. We've got sensational positional talent on offense, wide receiver, tight end position. There's so much points to be had here. The Bills have the advantage when it comes to how good your defense is versus what the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be able to roll out. But that Chiefs defense has been rising. They're going to challenge. The Bills say, look, you're going to have to push the ball downfield on us to beat us. We're going to like it if you throw it underneath and we can kind of get physical with your guys. Problem is, Josh Allen has no issue stepping back in the pocket there, create himself some room and let that ridiculous arm fly. This one is just strap yourself in. I think the Chiefs get it done, but enjoy this festival of offensive talent that we have on display with that game.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely awesome. Before I let you go, can you give me your Super Bowl teams?
Yeah, I'm sticking with the Chiefs and the Packers. Packers emerged from the NFC side of things, especially with some of these big names, Jair Alexander, David Bakhtiari, and maybe Za'Darius Smith, Pro Bowl level talent coming back. I'm yet to be dissuaded as to why they won't go. Tough matchup against the 49ers. I think their coaching staff's good enough to do a better job than what we saw the Cowboys coaching staff do. And the Chiefs hitting their stride. This is the Chief offense of old that's overcome some struggles, overcome adversity. I think they're making their way to Los Angeles as well.
Good on you, Laurie. Thanks for your time this morning.
Great to join you. Thanks.
From ESPN, Laurie Horish there as we go towards the divisional round. So first thing Sunday morning, Titans v Bengals. Then 12:15 game after that is Packers 49ers. And then Monday morning, Buccaneers and the Rams, followed by the Chiefs and the Bills.